Hi, this is Paul Rudish, producer of Wonderful World of Mickey Mouse. You're listening to the Mickey Shorts and More podcast.
This week on the Mickey Shorts and More podcast,
a new Mickey Short is coming in July with some very suspicious timing.
Mickey and Minnie's holiday outfits for the parks are revealed.
We visit the Immersive Disney Animation Exhibition in Las Vegas.
We try the new Disney 100 cereal.
And Keaton and I watch and review the Season 5, Episode 11 short, Out Back At Ya.
All that and more on the Mickey Shorts and More podcast.
You're listening to the Mickey Shorts and More podcast with your hosts, Steve and Keaton. Take it away, boys!
Hey, Mickey Shortsters, welcome to this week's episode of the Mickey Shorts.
You said this week episode.
This week? This is a really weak episode.
This week episode.
Ay, caramba. Let's try that again.
Okay, don't cut that out. That's funny.
Hey, Mickey Shortsters, on this week's episode of the Mickey Shorts and More podcast.
This week.
This is a really weak episode. No, this is actually going to be a really good episode because we have a lot of information, a lot of good stuff coming your way, including our watching of the Season 5, Episode 11 short called Out Back At Ya.
Wow.
We are heading to Australia. Ooh, we didn't practice our Australian accents.
Dang it.
I don't even know what that one was.
I think that was too much of a British accent.
I don't know.
Hi, mate.
But for those of you who are wondering what the heck you've stumbled across, whether we're coming to you in your ears or you're looking at us on YouTube, we are the Mickey Shorts and More podcast. My name is Steve.
And my name is Keaton.
And we are here to watch Mickey Shorts each and every week. We watch one on every episode of the show, at least most of them anyway. And we talk about it, we review it, we just have a good time sharing all things Mickey Mouse. Now, Keaton, we just got back from sunny, hot Las Vegas. How was Las Vegas for you?
That was awesome.
Now, you discovered in the ripe age of 9, there's lots of flashing lights. There's plenty of heat.
Yes.
You liked Las Vegas.
Yes.
What was your favorite part of Las Vegas?
All the stuff we did on Sunday.
Okay, well, that would be a lot. I mean, one of those things we're going to talk about here in a second, that would be the Disney Immersive Exhibition, which was really cool.
And also, another one of those things is called Sandbox VR. It's not your ordinary VR. You can actually feel like when something hits you.
Yep.
Yeah, it's cool.
So we did an immersive VR experience. We'll throw some footage briefly in there. It was definitely a different experience for us in the goggles versus my wife and mom, who are watching from the sidelines, laughing hysterically at us as we were running around the room, jumping over things that didn't exist in real life, but they certainly looked legit in the virtual world.
Yes, they did.
I mean, this wasn't totally new to us. We play Oculus stuff all the time. But
a lot.
A lot, yes. We are immersed in the VR world on a regular basis. But it was still fun to do kind of that next level and in a big group of it in Las Vegas. We also saw the Blue Man Group, which was crazy in and of itself. They always do a great show. And so, yeah, it's been a fun time. We were down there for Keaton's older brother's wedding. And it was a good family celebration fun time. Chilling, warming in Las Vegas, Nevada. But we'll talk about that here in just a minute. Warming. I don't even think that's a word. But no one's here to listen to us talk about our travel summer adventures. You're here to listen to us talk about Mickey Mouse and to share all the latest Mickey Mouse news with you. And we've got some good stuff this week. Let's start the news.
Friends, loved ones, I've gathered you all here to tell you something important.
All right, so first up in our news coverage for this week, we are super excited because I was nervous this wasn't going to happen again for a long time. But at long last, Disney has finally announced this last week that new Mickey Mouse content is coming to Disney Plus in July, which means back to the live reaction shows we go.
Yay!
Yay! We like those. It's been a long time since we've been able to do one of those. But on July 28th, a new Mickey Mouse short is coming to Disney Plus. Now, Keaton, you want to watch the trailer?
Yes.
Let's do that. Disney Plus, for nearly a century. I'm going to turn on the voice. All these, there's only been one Mickey Mouse. And now we have all these shots of Mickey Mouse over the years.
No.
But now, wait, Steamboat Willie? Steamboat Willie is...
Mickey and Mickey.
And Mickey. Wait, so there's Steamboat Willie and Mickey Mouse. And wait, lots of Mickeys? What
the? Oh, no.
That is a lot of you, Mickeys. It's a very Mickey world. Wait, it's a very Mickey world.
Gosh.
We're
oh
just living in it. So there we go with the wonderful world of Mickey Mouse. Steamboat Silly. Completely under control as nukes are going off.
Oh my gosh, they're in a car!
Explosions and Mickey Mouse, multiverse Mickey Mouse, Steamboat Willies are running amok everywhere.
They were in a car.
They were, and running up a lamppost and causing mischief and mayhem. Just what we expect from a Mickey Mouse cartoon.
Wow.
I like it. So, Keaton, what did you think of the trailer for The Wonderful World of Mickey Mouse, Steamboat Silly?
That was interesting. And like, how many Steamboat Willies are there?
I don't know. I mean, the timing of this is interesting for several reasons. First of all, we seem to be immersed lately in multiverse storytelling. I mean, just in the movies we've watched lately, in the last couple of weeks, we've watched Spider-Man No Way Home, which is, you know, definitely a multiverse movie. And then I finally let you watch, which I mentally lose track of it, is Into the Spider-Verse, which you're now obsessed with.
Yes.
And then in the theaters last week, Across the Spider-Verse, which you also really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
So we've seen all of these multiverse movies, and now we get what's seemingly a Mickey Mouse multiverse cartoon?
What?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I'm really confused how suddenly we have this. And as I talked about at the top of the show, I'm really intrigued by the timing of this. I have my own little mental conspiracy theory going in my head as to what's going on here for reals.
It's just a random date, though.
No, date has nothing to do with it. The date this is coming out is July 28th. But what my brain is coming up with is earlier, you know, every week when I'm doing show prep for the show, I'm looking at the news. And I'm trying to see what's coming up. And everybody, for the first 3 months of this year, the one big thing that everybody seemed to be talking about is the fact that in early 2024, Mickey Mouse enters the public domain. Which means its copyright is going to go away. But some of the legal experts weighed in and they said, well, I mean, this really isn't that big of a deal. Because... The version of Mickey Mouse that's going into, you know, where the copyright is expiring is the Steamboat Willie Mickey Mouse. And that's okay because Mickey Mouse has evolved. And the style that they're using for Mickey Mouse these days in like the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse and in the parks and in the, you know, the stuff, the Paul Rudish stuff like we produce, it's completely different from the Steamboat Willie Mickey Mouse. And I heard a lot of people say that, you know what, if they were still using the Steamboat Willie version of the character, then maybe they'd have a case here to extend the copyright and to not lose it to the public domain. But they're not even using that version of the character anymore, so it's not a big deal. So then I find it really interesting that the very first thing that Disney releases Mickey Mouse-wise in 2023 is Steamboat Willie. A Steamboat Willie version of the character. So now they can come back in and be like, we are using the Steamboat Willie character of Mickey Mouse. I really wonder how much of the plot and the timing of this one come from the Disney lawyers saying, hey, do something with Steamboat Willie and make sure it comes out in 2023.
It did.
And it, yeah, like I said, the cynic in me is like, huh. Especially the cynic that understands kind of how the business is working here. Timing is suspicious. But regardless of what the real reasons are that this is going to exist, there's new Mickey Mouse content coming on July 28th. So we're going to have a special show to watch that live and do a live reaction to it. Not like Out Back At You, which we've seen 500 times.
Wait, what?
We've seen it a lot. Two cool pieces of news here. One more to the viewers than to us. But Mickey and Minnie's new holiday outfits have been revealed for when they are going to be in the parks. Every year, Mickey and Minnie have a different little spiffy outfit. And Disney has revealed what they're going to be wearing this year in the parks. Now, this is cool for everybody who's going to the parks during the Christmas holidays because they can see Mickey and Minnie in these outfits. This is especially cool for us. Why, Keaton?
Because every time we go to Disneyland, everything is Christmas.
And where are we going in November?
Disneyland. It's been announced.
Yes. Not a surprise this time, but yes, we are heading back to Disneyland last year for November because we don't always, but it seems like lately in the last few years we've tried to go on his birthday. And last year was Disney World, so this year is back to Disneyland.
World.
And we will be there on your birthday, even though this year, because of how the calendars fall, your birthday will be the last day of the trip. We'll be flying home on your birthday.
And do you know what this means?
I don't.
Guess what we will be riding at Disney?
Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Yup.
So, we can give you all of our coverage there. But, so, yeah, new stuff's coming for the holidays, including Mickey and Minnie's new outfit, which is there. And finally, a quick review from us here in our news. As we mentioned here earlier in the show, we were in Las Vegas. And as we were in Las Vegas, thank you Facebook Marketing, but we had never even heard of this before, which is why we'd love to help increase awareness. But we were looking on Facebook, and suddenly, as soon as we landed on the ground in Vegas, ads started popping up. I think Facebook said, hey, you're in Vegas? We know from who you are you really like Disney. So go check out this Disney exhibition. And we went, there's a Disney exhibition in Las Vegas? And sure enough, there was, and it was amazing. So we're going to go back in time for about a week and talk about the Disney exhibition from there. Let's go. Hey, Mickey Shortsters, here we are in Las Vegas, Nevada. Mm-hmm. And we just got out of the immersive Disney animation exhibition. It's here at the Lighthouse Creative Space. It's at the very top of the, what is this mall called?
Crystals.
Thank you, buddy. Here on the Las Vegas Strip. But what this is people can come to this exhibition. There's some places where you can go beforehand to learn all about different famous artists from the Disney, Walt Disney Feature Animation. You can learn how to draw Disney characters. Keaton, how did that go for you?
Great, it looks exactly like Daisy.
Yeah, you need some practice, but that is okay. So, a lot of things to look around and learn about feature animation, and there's places to get different photos of Mickey Mouse and characters, just stand-ins, not like, the costume characters.
Yeah.
And then you head into this giant room, where it's immersive. There's 360 degree screens all around you, and they're going to show different clips of Disney movies. Now, think of this kind of like the old Circle Vision that they had at the Disney parks. It's not Circle Vision where it's one image that's displaying on all the different screens. It kind of repeats. What you're seeing in front of you is also going to be what you're seeing behind you. But then it's cool because all the pillars in the middle of the exhibition have mirrors on them. Mm-hmm. So that way it's kind of reflective and it's kind of, it adds to the illusion. There's not anything that's blocking
blocking the illusion, so it makes it look bigger.
Yay. So anyone who's planning on a trip to go to Vegas or lives in Vegas, if you have the money for it, I would recommend going to it. It's pretty cool.
So what was your favorite part?
Probably the Big Hero 6 moment. Sorry for spoiler.
There's no spoilers when you're talking about your favorites.
Yeah, probably the Big Hero 6 moment.
Now, other things that are fun, tell us about the floor.
So some of the floor designs, the very beginning of the show, there's like sparkles, and when you walked in the sparkles, like they moved right out of your way. And that does it with some of the other things too. And so when you walk around, something follows you. It's pretty cool.
So as you're checking out the show, make sure you're always looking at the floor. People are giving us fun looks. Always look at the floor, because the floor is going to be constantly moving. If you move into it, it's going to move. I mean, it's like you can't step on the things on the floor. They always move away from you, which is a fun element to that. Then there are also other fun kind of interactive elements. You know, when you go under the sea, there are bubbles that fall from the sky.
There's vapor bubbles.
Some of the bubbles are regular bubbles. Some of the bubbles are vapor bubbles.
Like when you pop them,
they just disappear. They just go.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I don't know why all of them aren't the vapor bubbles, because the vapor bubbles are really cool. And they don't get you feeling like wet and soapy. Mm-hmm. So definitely go check it out if you are here in Las Vegas, if you're visiting Las Vegas. A lot of people didn't seem to know about it. Definitely worth your time. And yeah, I don't know how long the show is going to be here before it goes away. But definitely, you know, if you're going to be in Vegas this summer, I'm guessing it's going to still be here. It doesn't look like there's any sign of it shutting down. Plenty of people here to visit the exhibition. So there you go. And then you end up in a gift shop.
We're in the shocker. Gift shop.
I know. They exit through the gift shop. Right. But yes, with cool things at the gift shop, like this. Coasters done in an animated Mickey style, one for each character, which I'm definitely grabbing. So there you go. That is us live from the Disney Animation. Well, not live, but we're filming it live from here.
In Vegas.
In Las Vegas. And of course, we come to Las Vegas and we find things that are Disney. Just what we do. Back to the studio.
So that was our review of the Immersive Disney Animation Exhibition. We've been back now for about a week, having time to mentally reflect on it and look at our footage and all that kind of stuff. Definitely go check it out. It's worth your time. Tickets are only $34. You can buy like a bonus package, which gives you a little shiny thing that goes, you know, almost like a little magic band thing that flashes to the music and has different colors, helps augment that and get you like a print that you can get as you're walking out the door. So it's definitely a good deal. But it turns out this is not in just Las Vegas. They have these shows running in Atlanta, Dallas, Las Vegas, Nashville, Boston, Denver, London, San Antonio, Cleveland, Detroit, Los Angeles, Toronto, Columbus, Houston, and Minneapolis. So if you're in any of those cities, definitely look up the Lighthouse Immersive website and go check it out. Highly recommended. It's really cool.
And look at all these fancy doodads.
The Mickey Mouse product of the week.
Let's get some Mickey Mouse merch out there. This is our product of the week.
And we have this one.
We actually have this one in hand. And just as a quick reminder for everybody, because I know that these can get confusing in times of podcasts when everybody has sponsors. We don't have sponsors. But what I do is I go and look for different Mickey Mouse merch. Sometimes we find it on the internet. Sometimes we find it live in the store. And we talk about it on the show. And this week, we have something we actually found. We didn't find. Credit where credit's due. My wife found this and said, hey, I thought you guys would like this. And she brought it home to us. She found it at Walmart. But it is... Turns out Disney 100, the Disney years of, you know, the Disney 100 years of wonder, they have their own cereal. Yes, the Disney 100 cereal. Because, you know, we're putting the Disney 100 logo on everything right now. So, we need to eat some Disney 100 cereal. How does this taste, buddy? So, go to Walmart, go to the supermarket of choice, look to see if they have the Disney 100 cereal. So there are two different variations. There is the fruity Mickey cereal, which is what we have in our hand. There's also the confetti cake cereal. Confetti cake has an old, like, retro Mickey Mouse, like the old Mickey Mouse logo from the TV show back in the 50s. So it's, I don't know if you see this, little Mickey Mouse shaped heads. There's a purple one.
There's a red one.
In the pictures, they make it look like green and red, so it looks almost Christmassy cereal, but it's not. So I'm ready to eat it.
Dink it.
We're not Rhett and Link, but we can still say it. All right, yeah, dink it, sink it.
Dink it, sink it.
I'm sure that sounds great on the microphone. It's crunchy.
It's tricks.
It's reminding me of, spoiler alert, if you ever see the Blue Man Group, they do a whole bit with Captain Crunch where they emphasize the crunchiness of the sounds. And I have a feeling this is doing the same.
This good. Is Mickey Mouse tricks.
It really is. I mean, it tastes like tricks. I mean, granted, I don't eat sugary cereal very often. Well, it's definitely sweet.
But it's Disney, so.
There you go. It's Disney, so you got to buy it. Got to support the company. And, you know, well, it's also support Post who made the cereal. What we're going to do is we're going to hold it up above our head. And on the count of three, we're going to drop it into our mouth. And if it doesn't land, it doesn't land. We'll clean it up later, okay? All right, you ready? 1, 2, 3. I made a mess. So yeah, tasty morning breakfast cereal, tasty snack. Get your Disney 100 cereal.
Are you ready for the show?
So this week we are watching the season 5, episode 11 short called Out Back Atcha. Now we do know that the Mickey shorts over time have gone to explore different cultures. They've gone to explore different lands, and in those shorts, they speak the language that people speak in those countries, and they don't usually subtitle it. It's just you can discover what's happening just by, you know, watching what happens and hearing them talk in those
different
languages.
But this is Australia. Yeah, so what? Australian people speak English.
That's what I was going to say. What language do they speak in Australia?
English.
So this one's still in English, but we still get a pretty good tour, pretty good look at different things to see in Australia, which is fun. So the official show summary says, Mickey's desire to throw a boomerang in the Australian outback creates a series of dangerous unintended consequences. Consequences for Mickey Mouse. Now, the original air date was April 6th, 2019. Do I still have cereal on me?
Yes.
Credit where credit is due, because we always want to thank the producers for these things. This was written by Derek Bachman, Clay Morrow, and Paul Rudish. Directed by Clay Morrow, and storyboarded by Clay Morrow. So you can watch along with us. You can go to YouTube. These are, you know, because these are the short Mickey shorts, these are available freely on YouTube. There's going to be a link to that down in the show notes, so you can just click on it, watch it, and see our reaction. You will see it down somewhere on the screen as well, but, you know, of course, it's got to be covered in logos and all that good stuff, so we don't get copyright striked. Because we don't want that. So, Keaton, give us a countdown, and then we can start Out Back Atcha.
3, 2, 1.
Go. Mickey Mouse in Out Back Atcha.
Wow.
So we have these views of the Australian outback. We have all these signs of these creatures. Look at that spider. Yikes. And, of course, a mouse. And then we cut to a playground. So, wait. This is right next to a playground? Mickey's being annoying. Mickey and Minnie both have deep accents now. It's my very own boomerang.
The accent.
I know. Especially Minnie Mouse, who's just like, yeah, okay, whatever, that's great. Wait, who's this?
Oh!
It's giant.
Oh.
Kangaroo.
But it's the baby that's talking. So he's like, put that thing down before you cause a problem.
Oh.
I love the time lapse of the stars. Okay. Was that a ghost? Nope. He's way up there now.
It's a good thing I didn't understand a word he said. Otherwise, I might think twice about throwing this wicked, awesome boomerang!
So apparently Mickey was not listening. And he's gonna throw the boomerang against the kangaroo's wishes! Bad idea. So off it goes. But wait, where's it?
Ooh, oh!
It's cutting things in the playground. It cut the swings, it cut the slide! Wait, it's continuing on. It took a surfboard surfer out. Oh! Took out an umbrella. It's causing all sorts of mayhem. It took people's lunches. It's helping rob a bank. All these things are coming right at Mickey Mouse, and it hit. Oh boy.
Hey, at least he got
money.
But
at least he caught the boomerang.
At least he has money and ice cream.
And now everyone is ticked.
It wasn't me. It was the boomerang.
It wasn't me. Somehow the accent is gone now. It wasn't me. It's the boomerang. So Mickey is running away from the angry mob of people, and now he's at a cliff. Ooh, ooh.
Oopsies.
But no, everyone's coming
at
him. Mad Max style. And now they're all going off the cliff, and Mickey's like, wait a minute. Oh, here comes the accent back. So, as everyone falls off the cliff, Mickey's debating with himself as to how much responsibility this is his here. Now the giant kangaroo, or kangaroo.
He's giant.
Did I say kangaroo? The giant kangaroo is back. And Mickey's gonna throw that boomerang.
Oh.
He's picking up all the people.
How is it doing?
Sorry,
this?
All of your cars and everything. Can't quite do that. But. Oh. He's gonna steer the boomerang.
How is it
back
doing
up
this?
Mickey is one really good guy with a boomerang. And we'll drop you off right back in the middle of your engagement. We'll drop off the people back on the building. We'll drop the money back to the bank robber.
Why? Just drop it back at the bank.
Exactly. And all the people back at the playground. Poor Mickey is exhausted. And the boomerang is back in his hands. Mickey, it's Minnie fine. Mouse is still clueless. That's nice, hon. I don't think there's anything in the credits, but we'll check just in case. Do 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 do.
Bang!
What was your favorite part?
That was Outback Etcha. What did you think?
There was a giant buff kangaroo.
There was a giant buff kangaroo. An incredibly buff kangaroo. And you know where that comes from?
What?
That was actually a reference to Roger the Kangaroo, who was an internet meme for his muscular physique. So a lot of people were enamored with Roger the Kangaroo. He was this giant buff guy, buff kangaroo. So, of course, in the Mickey shorts, they had to put a nod to him just because. But the funny thing was, it wasn't the big buff kangaroo. Who was it?
It was the giant buff kangaroo's baby.
Exactly. Still in the pouch. He's the one that had all the advice that Mickey tended to ignore.
Just how did the boomerang carry a whole bunch of people?
You know how I'm going to respond to this, because it's the expression I use all the time as we're chatting.
Cartoon physics.
Cartoon physics, exactly. There's all this stuff that we cannot explain from cartoons, and we just simply sum it up as cartoon physics. But, no, that's fun. I did find it interesting. A lot of things I did find interesting. I found it interesting that the Mickey and Minnie were in Australian accents. If I go to Australia, I'm going to still sound like me. I'm not going to suddenly switch into an Australian accent. But apparently Mickey and Minnie do, because they're both really thick on in that Australian accent. I love that Minnie, the entire time, with all of this mayhem that Mickey's causing, she just wants to read a book and just be left alone. She's like, eh, whatever, that's nice.
That's great, hon.
I bet when Mickey went to school, he learned every single accent and language.
He must have, because he does a lot of them. I do like all the mischief that the boomerang caused. I like seeing Mickey's reaction as he sees the boomerang. Oh no! Look what I did. You know, he was warned by the baby kangaroo, buff kangaroo baby.
Mm.
And he chose to not listen, which means what? When somebody in authority, like your parents, says, Keaton, do this,
And you know, this is when things get...
Yep.
Just that moment of silence.
Always listen to your parents or those who are in that authority role, as the baby buff kangaroo was in this cartoon. A few other funny things to note. The angry mob chasing Mickey Mouse in their cars through the outback is definitely a reference to the Mad Max films. If you've seen Mad Max films, you'll be like, oh, yep, Mad Max. Which I believe those were Australian too. Especially the ones back in the Mel Gibson days. Now, you did see the Walt Disney Concert Hall in Los Angeles replaces the iconic Sydney Opera House in Sydney skyline, if you noticed that little detail. It's not the Sydney Opera House. It's the Walt Disney Concert Hall. The reason that happened, though, is because the Opera House image is trademarked. And...
Yeah, they can't use it.
They can't use that without they probably could if they had to go through a whole bunch of permissions, but when you just need to produce a cartoon short, you're like, all right, what do we replace this with? Our own building! That works.
Totally works.
Now, I'm not exactly sure why this is, but this is the first of the Mickey shorts to be rated TVY7. I don't know how it bumped up. Is there something that's more violent in this one? Is there more grown-up content? Maybe the critics board didn't like the violence of things happening to kids at the playground, or the boomerang hitting all the different people. I don't know. But it is the very first episode to be upped the rating to the TVY7 category. Decide as you will why that's the case. Final thoughts on the episode.
I just liked all the mischief, like you said, and the buff kangaroo and the...
Yep, the typical Mickey Mouse short mischief. That's always...
Yes, and humor.
And humor. We always like that, and there's plenty to go in this episode. So, that is our review of Outback Atcha. And now...
It's Keaton. Joke of the Week.
Keaton's Joke of the Week.
Time for your Joke of the Week. I know you're excited. This is Keaton's time to shine as the pun master of the family. He loves his puns. So let's see. What do you have for us this week?
What do kangaroos like to eat? Where do kangaroos like to eat?
Where do kangaroos like to eat? Duh. They like to eat in the outback. Did you not see the show we just watched? This is the buff kangaroo out in the outback. So, of course, there's my answer. Kangaroos like to be eaten in the outback. But that's... And I don't mean, like, Outback Steakhouse, because that would be weird. The kangaroos don't eat steak. I don't know, Keaton. So, where do kangaroos like to eat?
At IHOP.
Oh... Keaton's Joke of the Week.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for being here for another zany, crazy episode of the Mickey Shorts and More podcast. We appreciate all of our viewers. We appreciate hearing from all of you. So just remember, as we wrap up this week's show, that you can always watch our past episodes. This is episode 124, so that means there's 123 other episodes waiting for you at www.mickeyshortsandmore.com. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, on Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, all those different places. Just look up Mickey Shorts and More, and we should be there. So you can subscribe to us and listen to us each and every week. You can connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. Just do a search for Mickey Shorts and More, and we pop up. And you can email the show your questions and comments at MickeyShortsandMore@gmail.com. So Keaton, guess what earworm we get to stick in our heads next time?
Homespun Melody?
Our Homespun Melody, which features an earworm of epic proportions. Once you hear the episode, once you hear the catchy song, it will never leave your noggin ever again.
Is it the Never Gonna Give You Up? Okay,
you can't Rickroll us in the Mickey Shorts and More podcast.
Dang it.
Goober. No, that one also is a... Yeah. But next time, we're going to be watching our Homespun Melody. soon as I click over to it on YouTube, you're like, oh, yep, that song. So join us for that. But remember, our solution to all of your problems in life, life gets complicated, life gets rough, life gets stressful, but the solution to life's problems is simply, what, Keaton?
Watch more Mickey Mouse.
Exactly, watch more Mickey Mouse. Makes you smile, makes you laugh, and makes you forget all about your troubles.
I'm gonna forget my troubles!
And that way, you can be happy. Elderly people can be happy, babies can be happy.
Babies.
Kids, everybody, teenagers, all can rally around a good Mickey short, and it will make your day. Guaranteed. They're always fun and entertaining. So watch more of those and come back and watch us here on the Mickey Shorts and More, or listen through your headphones. Whatever you do, just come join us. We will see you next time. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Mickey Shorts and More podcast. Come back next time and we'll see you real soon.
Da 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 da